Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Sparky here. Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass, filling in for Charlie Usen. Still to come, things Sparky missed. That comes up in about 15 minutes from right now or so. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one of my favorites, Paul Brettle, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. What's going on, Mr. Brettle? How are you?
I am excellent, Sparky. Thanks for having me.
You are hanging out at Lambeau Field, right? How are things at Lambeau Field? Are we seeing a lot of Eagles fans yet? It's really early, obviously.
Yeah, I haven't yet, but I did out and about around town today. I saw a few of them for sure, so I think there's going to be some of that Eagles green in the stands tonight.
Yeah, I would assume that there'll be a lot of Eagles fans. They travel well, probably maybe not as well as Steelers fans, but I would assume they travel pretty good. And again, when you play in a field like Lambeau, you're going to attract road fans no matter what, because it's kind of like a shrine in NFL football.
Absolutely. I mean, Monday Night Football, like you said, Lambeau Field, a matchup of two teams who are, you know, expected contenders within the NFC. All lights are going to be on this one.
All right, let's talk about this matchup coming up tonight. I will say that for me going into this one, my concern is the Packers' defensive line, because if this plays like every other game where they face a quarterback that can run a little bit, Jeff Hafley will get super conservative, rely on his front four or five to get home, not blitz necessarily a lot, try to keep everything in front of him, and maybe run blitz once in a while to stop Saquon Barkley, but not get overly aggressive. That's my take, and if that happens, I'm very concerned that it could be a long night for the Green Bay Packers. What say you?
Yeah, that is going to be definitely a balance that they're going to have to find with this one. I mean, not just the Eagles, like you mentioned, but we've seen other teams obviously have success against the Packers with that quick game approach, right, and plotting their way down the field. And to a degree, I think the Packers in those situations, whether you agree with it or not, but to a degree, I think they're okay with it, because putting up a lot of points when you have to consistently string together 10-plus play drives is not easy. Now, having said that, you still have to find a way to be disruptive. And I think the big thing for this defense, what's been missing, because they have been good this season, but the turnovers, the takeaways, that aspect has been missing. And it feels like they're going to have to win that battle against this Eagles team if they're going to come out with a victory in this game. And from a X's and O's standpoint, when you're facing a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, you have to decide, okay, like you mentioned, are we going to rush four and have this more controlled rush to keep him in the pocket? Or are we going to be more aggressive and understand that there's going to be times where he's able to get out and extend plays? And it doesn't have to be one or the other. Coordinators can mix as the game unfolds, but that's kind of at the base level of the decision-making against this Eagles team. And what makes me think that perhaps we see a bit more of an aggressive approach given Hurts' skill set is that during the week, Jeff Hafley talked about how from even last year to this year, where he's seen Hurts really grow is as a passer. His navigating the pocket, getting the ball low quickly, operating within the timing and rhythm of the play. So perhaps that play from Hurts that he's seen this season is going to spark this Packers defense to say, well, we can't just let him hang in the pocket. We have to be disruptive. Otherwise, he's going to take advantage of holes in the secondary.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they've used Adrian Cooper in the right way under Jeff Hafley? Because I think I can argue that they should be using him more from an aspect of blitzing and getting after the quarterback, stacking him on the same side as Micah Parsons, or staying aside as Rashawn Gary. I don't feel like he's really used him enough as a blitzer.
Yeah, I think there's more opportunity for that. And we've honestly seen a lot of Quay Walker in those roles, right? I mean, he's had a lot of snaps where he's been the de facto defensive end on some plays getting after the quarterback. But I think in part of that decision is because of Hooper's speed, his ability to just erase plays, his instincts. I think the Packers like having that presence in the middle of the field, right? Because if you are going to send Quay Walker, you have a pretty good eraser in the middle of the field where you're now shorthanded because Walker's blitzing, but you have Cooper to track down the running back, the tight end, the receiver, whoever may get the ball, close those spaces. So that's just my guess as to why he's being used in that fashion. But like you said, I mean, his speed, his ability to get after the quarterback, there's a ton of disruption potential that he brings.
Let's talk a little bit about the cornerback situation for this team. There was some talk that maybe Asante Samuel ends up with the Green Bay Packers. Have you heard anything more about the medicals and how that all played out?
I haven't specifically. I know from some of the national reports out there that my understanding is that he has been cleared and is available or ready to resume football activities. From what it sounds like, he's doing an extensive visits right now. I think the Packers were one of six teams, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, some of those visits even extended into maybe today and even tomorrow, like early this week. So I think that process of him seeing where teams are, you know, maybe some contract numbers, how am I going to be utilized, what's my role, kind of figuring that out. I think we're now to the point where that has been established or is close to being established for him. And then he can kind of start weighing what his options are.
This is another one of those deals where if this is prime Dr. McKenzie, I don't think they're even sniffing when you're talking about a neck injury, Paul. And now it feels like they're maybe willing to take a little bit more of a gamble to roll the dice and see what happens. Back in the day, Packers very, very conservative when dealing that type of stuff and would just get themselves out of it. I mean, if you go back to even like Sam Shields, they bailed on that deal and you still saw him get other opportunities around the National Football League.
Yeah, I think one reason that the Packers, right, are looking into this is because it's still, if Samuel were to come here from the Packers' perspective, it still is a low risk versus reward, right,
sure,
outcome for them. Because,
yep,
you know, if it's a league minimum deal for half the season and it doesn't work out, like in terms of salary cap dollars, that's nothing to this team. Now, when it comes to, from Samuel's perspective, is there another team that's going to up that offer compared to Green Bay, to your point? That absolutely could be a deciding factor for him. But you also have to think that there's certainly some appeal here, right? I mean, the Packers are expected to be a contender. There is potential opportunities for him to see the field. I mean, the backups going into tonight's game are Kamal Head and Bo Melton.
Oof.
Neither of them have a defensive regular season snap in their careers. So money aside, and not to downplay that, because, again, these players have to capitalize on that opportunity, but a winning team, potential to see the field, I mean, you would think that from that perspective, right, the Packers could be an appealing team for him.
Time with Paul Breidel. He's live at Lambeau Field. Follow him on X at Paul_Breidel. You can also live stream this bad boy right there on X or on YouTube at WI Sports Radio, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Let's get into elevations, right? So they promote Welch up for special teams, the linebacker. That makes sense. Interesting that no wide receivers come up. Is that a positive that we may see Weeks, we may see Savion Williams, we may see Matthew Golden, do you think?
I think so. I think of those three who are questionable, the fact that no one was elevated, I would guess that at least two of those three are going to be playing in this game. And, you know, in terms of who that might be, I look at Dontavian Wicks. He was limited all 3 days last week, which I think is a good sign, right? Didn't have any sort of setbacks, anything like that. Savion Williams, we have less information about his foot injury, but he seemed to be trending in the right direction, right? Went from a non-participant to limited. So those are two guys that I'm looking at. And then Matthew Golden, I'm very much up in the air on, in terms of, is he going to be available or not? On one sense, he went from being limited on the first day to not participating the last 2 days. And typically, again, every injury is different, every player is different, but typically that's not a good sign. But on Saturday, Matt LaFleur did say that he's still day-to-day at that point. So I think a lot of it comes down to how's he feeling and do they believe that his shoulder can hold up to, right, playing a game, the contact, being tackled. So I think, like I said, at least two of those guys will be available for this game, and the wild card for me is going to be Golden's availability.
Okay, so no Tucker Kraft, Paul Breidel. So does that mean Luke Musgrave, they try to get him going early and often in this one? The Eagles, second best in the league as far as giving up fewest yards against tight ends.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think this is really going to be a group effort, right, when it comes to trying to do their best to minimize Kraft's absence. You have Musgrave with his speed who can stretch the field. You have Fitzpatrick who's more of a blocker. And, of course, both those guys are going to be asked to do both. They have to block. They have to pass. But I think we're going to see a heavy dose of both of those players in this game, kind of depending on what the situation is. And I even think trying to, again, minimize Kraft's absence, it's going to go beyond those two. I think in the passing game, how do you recreate that yak ability? Because that's not a strength of Musgrave or Fitzpatrick. All right, what do we have to do to get Josh Jacobs some screens or the ball in the flat? What do we have to do to get Christian Watson or if Matthew Golden's available, right, some shallow crossers, some plays in space where that speed of theirs can help recreate that yak ability that, as of now, until we see otherwise, is missing from this offense without Kraft. So I think it's going to be a little bit of everyone extending beyond the tight end position. But in terms of playing time, I expect to see a decent amount of both Musgrave and Fitzpatrick tonight.
Last question, Paul Brettel. We asked a question at 3 o'clock. Who on the Packers is feeling the most pressure heading into tonight's game versus the Eagles? I said Matt LaFleur. He's never beaten the Eagles with Jalen Hurts as starting quarterback. 0-4. You have to figure that if I'm Ed Policy watching this, you have to show me you can beat, you know, what should be the best team in the NFC in the Philadelphia Eagles, whether it be now or in the playoffs. And if you can't, that could be a deciding factor of what they're going to do after this season.
Yeah, I think to your original question, you know, who's the most pressure on, right? I look at LaFleur as well, because we've seen on both sides of the ball, the offense, the defense, just the talent that this team has, but it's the consistency. And when it comes to the consistency, you're always going to look first to the coach because we know the talent's here. We know the playmaking's here. So what's missing to have those abilities on display regularly? So, yes, I would look to Matt LaFleur as well. I'll also say this. Whether the Packers win, whether the Packers lose, you know, the outcome of this season isn't going to be written tonight. The important part is that this team finds a way, and that's the question, right? They have to show this. But the important part is that this team finds a way to be playing their best football at the end of the season. That is such an important part to all this. The 2023 Packers were operating at a high level. The 24 Packers had more wins, but were struggling. Those two teams ended the season in very different fashion. So this would be a great step, right, to begin trending in that right direction as we enter the latter portion of the year.
You know, Paul Brettel, you and I talk a lot. You hung out with me at the draft back in April in Green Bay. I thought we were tight. I thought we were on the same page. And I was not aware that you are now the Packers beat writer for the Wisconsin State Journal as well. Was I under a rock? When did this happen?
It's relatively new. It officially started just before week one. So we're a few months into it.
How's it going?
Yeah, It's been awesome. I'm elated and still pinching myself about it, to be honest.
I mean, you got the ESPN lacrosse job. I was all excited for you. And you go and you look at this dude's Twitter. He's Wisconsin State Journal, ESPN lacrosse, pre- and post-game coverage with NBC 26. Man, you're all over the place, Paul Brettel. I'm proud of you, man. You are doing a kick-butt job, as always. Thank you so much for coming on. I have a piece that you should write this week. Somebody needs to do a piece and find out when the hell Toyotathon is starting. It would have been nice had it started today for Jordan Love. It would have been nice.
This would have been a perfect game for it.
Yes, it would have been nice. And I Googled it while you were talking, and there's no talk of when. It already would have started. Last year, it started by this point. I'm concerned that they're not doing Toyotathon in the football season. I'm concerned.
I have to think it's coming up. I feel like it's around a Thanksgiving to Christmas stretch, so maybe we're upon it here.
I better get here soon. Paul, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Sparky.
There he is, Paul Brettel. Follow him on X at Paul_Brettel. And, of course, he was on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Do you have news on the Toyotathon, so?
No, oh. I do not. But I just popped in just to fill the screen. I guess. I don't know.
Aww.
We were just pies. Just wanted to be next to you.
She didn't want me to feel lonely.
Right. Oh,
That's nice. We can hang out together. I mean, I'm not Mason Crosby, but if you want, we can hang out together at Pottawatomie. They're giving away over $300,000 in prizes. It's autumn action, baby. Yeah, you heard that right. Over $300,000 in prizes, courtesy of our friends over at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Autumn action runs now through the 20th, and you can earn entries playing with the rewards card.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Prize drawings happen on Thursdays between 5 and 8, and if you win, you get to pick your prize right from the prize board. All leftover prizes go into a rollover jackpot drawing. For more info, go online at potawatomi.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and a rewards member to play. Coming up next, things Sparky missed. Plus, we'll make our predictions for tonight's game. All before Tommy and I get back together again tonight for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University from 10:30 to midnight. So make sure to make the switch right back here to the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network at that point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.